Today's speaking tip is all about how to lessen the fear of public speaking. One of the most common questions that I get asked is, Lisa, how can I stop being so anxious about public speaking? How can I lessen the fear? If you had known me many years ago in my early 20s, you would have known that I was deathly afraid of public speaking. I would get so paralyzed, my throat would dry up, I would just be terrified of public speaking, even in a small group discussion with other fellow classmates. But if you're like that today and you want to learn how to public speak, but you just want to know how to lessen the fear, well, I've got good news for you today. You don't have to stay that way. In fact, one of my clients named Maria had come to me because every time she got up to do a presentation, she would just choke. She would become so nervous, her throat would get dry, she'd lose her voice, and she would just freak out. And she hated it because not only was it embarrassing, but also it was interfering with her ability to actually do her job. And she wanted help. So she came to me and enrolled in my program, and within a short period of time, she discovered that by making this one shift, she's dramatically lessened her fear and anxiety around public speaking. Do you want to know what that shift is? Here it is. It's when you come, whether you're in preparation or presentation mode, by shifting your focus and your attitude about speaking is not so much about what you have to give, but more about what your audience is taking away. This helps you to show up feeling more present and more focused on your audience rather than on you, your performance. You see, the big mistake that many speakers make is they think that it's all about giving their content. It's all about what they have to give. And yes, you need to give valuable content. You need to give something that's going to be relevant and important for your audience to take away. But it's not all about that. It's really about how does that content translate into solutions or answers that your audience is looking for so that they can walk away feeling like they can apply it to their life or it's impacted their life in some transformational way. And this one simple shift will significantly impact your speaking effectiveness and dramatically lessen your fear of public speaking. Now, I will say that there are a lot of fears that stem from deeper issues that may need counseling or a life coach to resolve and overcome. They come from maybe words that have been spoken over us that have devalued us or made us feel less than, or traumatic experiences in our past that we need to overcome and get healing from. Those are not the kind of fears I'm talking about today. You will need to address those, and I encourage you to do that, whether it be through a counselor or a life coach or a spiritual advisor. The kind of fear I'm talking about today is your everyday fear. You know, the fear that most people have around public speaking. Well, really, it's not about public speaking. It's really about the embarrassment. They don't want to be embarrassed. Or the fear of getting it wrong, of not being perfect. That's the kind of fear I'm talking about today. How can you lessen that kind of fear around public speaking so that you can become more effective in your communication? And you know what? Even if you're a masterful speaker, you also may be struggling with times where you're feeling nervous or anxious. Maybe it's a whole new message that you're presenting or to a whole new audience. Or maybe you've shifted careers or organizations and you feel like you're starting over and gaining trust and credibility within a certain domain. Those are all normal kinds of fears. And your job as a communicator is to be able to deliver that in such a way that you connect with them, that you build trust and credibility, that they see you as relevant and the content is relevant, and they see how it can impact their life. And so by you learning how to do that, you actually need to get out of yourself, get out of your own head, stop focused on giving a perfect presentation and focused on being present and connecting with your audience. So shifting your focus from what am I giving to what my audience is taking away, the information giving mode to transformation mode, This helps you lessen the fear because now you're able to focus on your audience and be free to be present with them in the moment and engage and be spontaneous and pick up cues as to how they're receiving what you're saying and adjust as you need to. When you're so focused on yourself, you can't do that and you can't be fully present. So give it a try. Practice this week and let me know how it goes. If you like this speaking tip and you want more, be sure to subscribe and hit the bell so you get notified on a weekly basis. And if you want to share it with your friends and colleagues, I would love it. And let me know in the comment section down below what you thought about this and how this has helped you to lessen your fear of public speaking.